Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. It is a Monday, February the 6th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and giving us some of your time and energy. We truly, truly do appreciate it. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation that we're going to be having today, you can give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue. So with that being said, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, www.blacktalkradionetwork. And there you'll see on the far right-hand margin a green and white icon for the donation. And if you would just promptly push that donation, it will move you into how you can give some of your financial energy in order for this network to continue to grow, continue to bring you the programs that you have deemed as being necessary and deemed as being valuable so that this network can continue to do what it's been doing and do even more. But that will take your efforts in order for that to happen, your financial energy, just like you need energy of food. And your children need energy and support from you. This network definitely needs your financial energy so that it can acquire the things that is needed to maintain this overall direction, to pay for all of the expenses that goes along with running a network, and they are expensive. You know, Scotty needs some other equipment to make everything run even better. And just to format things and just to have so that this network can grow into what he had truly envisioned. And that is going to take not only his vision and his work, which he's been doing, but it also inquires, do you see the vision that the network founder has in Scotty? And are you going to help in facilitating that? Because that is how it actually works and how you get to where you want and how you actually build what it is that you've seen deemed, what you have deemed as relevant to be building, is from the overall support of everyone around you. You know, it's the thing about, you know, trying to build something sustainable and something that has some real relevance is that it needs the overall energy and it needs the cooperation and the processing of many people, their talents and everything else. So if you were to give some of your financial energy to Black Talk Radio Network to ensure that this network is growing. Next, also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet for you, the listeners of Black Talk Radio Network, so that you can engage in social media activities without being adversely affected. And you could do that by going to www.btrcommunity.com. That's www.btrcommunity.com. Or you can also find it on the website. You'll find under the green donation prompt, you'll also find, you'll see the B that's there for BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media outlet that we talked about that the network has put together for you, so you don't have to worry about being adversely affected in your overall social media activities. Only $24 a year to be part of that, and that's the only place that I post. Also, if you would like to buy some Girl Scout cookies, definitely you can text me at 951-790-8330. And also, if you would like to acquire some real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERITYMINT.com. Prosperity Mint, check out what they have there and email wolf6pack1@gmail.com so someone can make sure that you explain the overall purchasing of the precious metals so that you can have a real measure of savings and have a real asset so that you can be an asset controller. Very, very important, especially in today's economic and financial times. Very important for you to do that. Okay, with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. Today's show is going to be part five of the 96-hour margin call. But just before we do that, I want to address some comments that we received over the weekend from some of our listeners, very valuable listeners. There was we had the U.S. dumping dollar happening globally, U.S. dollar dump happening globally. That was a Friday show, I believe it was, or it was Friday's show. And then there was a comment from one brother that was listening to the show, and this was his comment. He said, every time I have attempted to listen to this show, it takes too long to get to the topic. And that was from my man, Billion Godson. And my response to him, I said, I hear you and you're right. And I will get to the topics more quickly from here on out. Just want all of you to be aware that, you know, sometimes what's in the news takes some time. And so that kind of delays us. But I hear you and I agree with you. And I'm going to try to ensure that the topics that we put set forth to, that we will cover and feature more time with them. So, you know, one of the things, it's you want to listen to some of the things that people say, and I truly do appreciate the constructive criticism that Billion Godson had for the network. So, Tando Radio Show, we'll get into the topic. So, yes, we will feature more of that, and we will get to the topics much more. David, we'll focus more on that as well. So, and also at any time, give us a call. Scotty, didn't you?
Hey, David. Yeah, man. Let me chime in and give the listeners an opportunity to chime in, because that's just one comment from one person. I've heard, I read all the comments, and so nothing but people expressing how thankful they are to the program, how much they love the program, and things of that nature. So I don't want you to make a hasty decision. I want to add my voice, you know, as your technical producer, but open it up to the listeners, because I think you provide very valuable information from news sources that the majority of the people in the United States are not looking at. They're getting theirs from the Alphabet Boys. That's your ABC, CBS, your corporate media. And so you get sources from all over the world, and you provide analysis, and you tell us these are the things we need to be watching out for financially, and you bring the news to back up what you be saying. So that's a very important segment, but let's put it to the listeners. When you open up the phone lines, let them chime in. Could you shorten that particular segment? Yeah, that maybe you could think about that, but I think it's a valuable part of your program that you've been doing on Black Talk Radio Network for a long time. So listeners, what y'all think? That'll be the running question of the day. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, great. Well said, Scotty. And, you know, I think what Billion Godson was saying, and Scotty is absolutely right, and what Billion Godson, in my opinion, from reading what Billion Godson was saying, was that, sometimes we don't get to the topic, or we don't get to elaborate
one more
as much,
thing
which
on
is
that,
very
though,
true.
Dave.
So
one
I'm
more
a balance
thing.
To try to balance, because what's in the news is very, very important. And I guess what I should do, one of the things that I should do, is like Scotty had articulated so well, is that what I'll do is I'll always put what's in the news as one part of the first hour, then the second hour will be the topic of the day. And then sometimes I do run over. So I'm going to be mindful of that so that we can get to the topics. But yeah, what's in the news? And I don't think Godson, Billion Godson, was saying to get rid of or anything else.
And to him, Dave, there's one last thing. There's one last thing to him. He was listening to a podcast because, see, we're at the Black Talk Media Project. Our number one mission is to put independent black voices like yours out there. And so he was listening on one of the other networks that we distribute to. So that was a podcast. It wasn't live. It was a podcast. So
yeah.
To him, all you got to do is jump forward, dude. If you want to jump over the news, just push that cursor where you want it to start at the second hour, and you can get straight to the main topic.
You know what, Scotty? Yeah, and that's what we'll do. And the topics will be the second hour and everything else. Yeah, because what's in the news is just too important, because that's how we substantiate and validate some of the stuff that we're saying here. And it's just, you know, it's very important to this show that we do continue to have what's in the news, because it's, you know, it's really the essence of the show. As Scotty put it, from a prepper's point of view. And that's really what this is all about. And we truly, truly do appreciate all of our listeners. And Billion Godson, much love, much respect. And he responded also, and he said, salute, Dave. And so much love, much respect to him. And so we're going to just try to continue to give you more and to do as much as we possibly can. So we truly, truly appreciate you all. But as Scotty said, if you'd like to chime in, when we open up the phone lines, we'd love to hear from you at any time. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. And then there was another comment within BTR community. To share this, I won't say the individual's name. Well, it's a coded name. This is Pure Pell. Pure Pell made this comment to me, the Tando Radio Show. She said, was listening to the last three episodes of Tando. By the way, like the episodes are listed consecutively on the speaker player, a caller, Brother Braz, and she said in question marks, mentioned international water awareness and the possibility of increasing charges for water usage. Then on Wise Wednesday, King Davis spoke about preparedness and to consider having water tanks. I am understanding the importance of sanitary water in that's potable water, which the sister is talking about. So yes, so that was her question, and this was. Oh wait. Oh no, it went on. And it says, Dave, could you have this question addressed on a future show? If it already hasn't been addressed, please point me in the direction of that episode when reviewing different long-term storage foods. It seems most are beans, rice, and dehydrated vegetable based. How can one prioritize which foods are good to are a good use of water? And that was a great, great question, sister. And my response to her was, it wasn't Brother Braggs or Brother Davis that was Brother Braggs was it wasn't on that show, the one that you were listening to. That was actually Dr. Hawkins. It was Doc Hawkins that called in and was talking about the International Water Awareness, because he's actually having a UN-sponsored event in Houston, and he's going to be coming on. I'm going to try to get with Doc Hawkins. I know he's busy about talking about that. And he was talking about the International Water Awareness and then the increased charges for water usage via smart meters. And Dr. Hawkins, during that conversation, also had advised that people should really start to look into getting water tanks, because they're going to be charging you for the water usage. And you know, in Texas, they actually do collective charging for electricity, and which I believe that they're going to use that to all utilities. And it's a real It is really part of a fascist state that we're moving to, because it's really a fascist tactic to charge a community for overall combined electricity or combined water sources, because then what they do, what the system knows, is by doing that, is that people will say that, well, since electricity is going up, since I'm paying for everybody's electricity, I might as well leave my lights on. And I know some friends that they have, I was visiting in their neighborhood, and they have that co-op electricity bill where people had their daggone Christmas lights up at the end of September. At the end of September, people were putting up their Christmas lights and running them, and see, that's what this actually facilitates. It facilitates, well, since I'm paying for everybody, I might as well just run it up, keep the lights on, and then you can imagine in the summertime, they keep the windows open and the AC on and everything. They just completely wasteful. And this is the trick that the system does to actually exploit you, because they realize that they know that they've trained people so effectively to fall into these traps. So that is one of the things, and it was Doc Hawkins, and he was talking about, it's probably behoove of you all to start to look at getting some water tanks, some huge water tanks, to augment your overall water usage, because they're going to be charging people greatly. And so Doc Hawkins will come back on and we'll talk about that. And just to answer the other part of the question to the sister, this was my comments. It was Doc Hawkins who was talking about the international water awareness and increasing charges of water usage via smart meters. Dr. Hawkins also stated people should consider having water tanks. And yes, this has been covered on past shows back in October of 2015, or we had shows, and we ran a couple of shows called The Table of Preparedness. So if you can look back in some of the podcasts, if there's a podcast for it that was created back then, look for The Table of Preparedness, and that will be some of the things that you can do. And we will continue to do that. And I said, however, I will go over again during one show this week. Much respect and much love for the question, sister. And my man Scotty chimed in. He said, drill wells and tapping into ground sources. Yes, I think what Dr. Hawkins was talking about was those who are getting their water from the city or towns. Right. Scotty is absolutely right. Right. That's what he was talking about. So those were some of the questions that we have posed to us. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. But before we do that, we're going to do, and in that second hour we'll do it, we're going to get to it, but I'm going to try to hurry up and get through some of the relevant things that was what's in the news. Very, very important. So we're going to jump into that real quick, and then we'll get into today's show, the 96-hour margin call, and we'll spend some time there, and then we'll get back to everything. Okay, so first one article out of the what's in the news. This one came from my man Jambone, National Debt, Crossroads for America, and that one came from crossroadsforamerica.com. Check out that article. Thanks, my man Jambone. Jambone also sent another article, trendintech.com. Okay, and this one says, our planet doesn't just support life, it also is also a living vessel, right? We've been talking about that for a very long time since we started Tando Radio Show. Big ups to my man, to Jam for that one too. Jam sends some great stuff. Although many people don't realize our planet doesn't just support life, it too is alive. If you strip away all of the human-made structures and even ourselves and other living creatures, you would still see water forming, volcanoes erupting, and trees blowing in the wind. Exactly. So check out that. We've been talking about that for a while. Very, very, next article. This one came from Natural News. This one is very, very important. It's not a good thing. Definitely pull this one up. This one comes from Natural News. It says, FDA quietly bans powerful life-saving IV bags with vitamin C. Very, very important. This is critical. One of the things that they were able to defeat Ebola, because Ebola causes Ebola causes the body to dehydrate and it destroys the cells, has cell collapse. One of the ways that they were able to defeat Ebola was through large doses of intravenous vitamin C with nanoparticle silver. That was how they were able to eradicate. That gave the body the ability to recuperate in time, because the body, if you can keep the body hydrated long enough in an Ebola state, the people will survive. But that's how it breaks down the cells and has a major organ and cell collapse. And that's how they were starting to bleed out of all of their, and vitamin C is critical to stopping that and supporting the overall things. Very, very, very important. And it's it's also used in so many different things, for cancer and everything else. Vitamin C, the intravenous levels of vitamin C is critical too. And we had a couple of shows here on Tando Radio Show in which we did that, from strokes to brain damage to different illnesses and everything. Vitamin C is essential to the recovery of your body. So check out that article. That is not one you want to skip, and we'll probably take a look at that a little bit later. Next article comes from The Guardian. 4,444 victims extent of abuse in the Catholic Church in Australia is revealed. So check out that article. Next article, very, very important one from Financial Times. Crude oil prices ignore the new U.S. sanctions on Iran. The White House followed up on a warning issuing last week and imposed new sanctions on Iran on Friday. But the oil makers showed little reaction to the move on the world's largest crude producer. Ladies and gentlemen, what does this tell you? This tells you that there's going to be a military confrontation here, because Iran is already selling their asset of oil, and they're not going to be using the dollar as of next month. And do you think that the rest of the world is going to stop buying oil from Iran? No. So what is the U.S. going to have to do? They're going to have to stop oil moving out of Iran. There's only one way to do that, ladies and gentlemen, and believe me, that is going to have a dramatic, very, very important effect. That is going to, gas prices is going to shoot up like crazy. There'll probably be a confrontation in the Strait of Hormuz or in that region, and it's going to be very, very difficult. I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be some form of, it's going to grow from economic sanctions to all overall military confrontation by way of false flag and then all-out war. Something is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, and that is going to be a problem. So next article from Financial Times is, Financial Tribune as well, which is an Iranian, the only Iranian English-speaking news agency or news carrier. This one, no stopping Iran's economic rebound. A great deal of noise surrounding the fate of Iran's nuclear deal. It is going to be very difficult to roll back the agreement announced a year ago. Therefore, it remains to be seen what the administration of the celebrity figurehead CEO of the United States, President Donald Trump, can do to limit the extent to which Iran benefits from the reprieve and sanctions. That's it. The cat's out the bag. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, my opinion, this is all part of the overall plan. So check out that. Next article. This one comes from the Daily Westerner.com. Russia is starting to worry about Trump. A top Russian official is worried about the team of advisors surrounding celebrity figurehead Donald Trump when reportedly seemed to be pushing him into alarming and aggressive rhetoric against Iran and China, who serves as the committee chairman for Foreign Affairs Committees of the Federation of Russia. So, coming together, y'all. Next article from RT, Russia Today International. And this is what it says. This was something, I guess there was a interview that was done yesterday on Fox. Here it comes. Here's what it says from RT. You think our country is innocent? This is what Trump said. You think our country is so innocent? Trump asked O'Reilly, calling Putin a killer. The U.S. is not as innocent as it may seem, according to celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump, when Fox News host Bill O'Reilly called called celebrity figurehead President of Russia Vladimir Putin a killer, Trump's response was, "We got a lot of killers." That was, man, you know what? We need to really take a look at this. The whole thing. Let me tell you something. Everybody listens to Tango Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network. We already know the United States has never been so innocent. See, that it plays off in other people. Remember what we were talking about last year in with the purge? It said that there's going to be a purging of the U.S. This is a purging of the U.S., you know, ladies and gentlemen. This is how it's all going to start to unfold, to put the United States in complete receivership. This is it. So you think our country is so innocent? No, we don't. We know you're not. We don't fall for it. We know who you truly, what this whole thing has been always about. Not everyone may know the complete depths of it, but we can see the effects of it. But the key to this whole thing is that we have to know the depths of it so that we can no longer give energy to it. What we don't, many of us, what we look at is what the overall effect of the win is. We don't realize that we're contributing to the overall strength of this win, known as the colonization and destruction of the and destructive nature and policies of the United States. It's very true. And this is what we try to do, bring it out to you so that you don't resonate that way. Very, very important. So let me just pull this up really quickly. And really quickly, this is, to me, is just too important to pass up, especially for what's going on in the world. So here it is. The U.S. is not so innocent as it may seem. The U.S. is not as innocent as it may seem, according to President Trump. When Fox News host Bill O'Reilly called Vladimir Putin a killer, Trump responded, "We got a lot of killers." In an interview to be aired ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday yesterday, O'Reilly asked if Trump respected Vladimir Putin, to which he replied, "I do respect him. Well, I respect a lot of people, but that doesn't mean I'll get along with them." Let me move this down. Seemingly surprised, O'Reilly goes on to ask him why. And he says, this is a celebrity figurehead Trump's response. "He is a leader of a country. I say that it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIL, which is a major fight in the Islamic terrorism all over the world, that's a good thing," Trump answered. "Well, I will get along with him." Let me move this down real quick. "Well, get along with him. I have no idea." O'Reilly then challenged Trump, calling the Russian president a killer. Trump shrugged the comments off and saying, "There's a lot of killers. We've got a lot of killers. What do you think? This country is so innocent?" That was his response. It is not the first time that Trump has made such comments when journalists questioned his stance regarding the Russian leader. At the end of 2015, the host of the NBC News Morning Joe told Trump that Putin kills journalists, to which the unfazed then-president candidly replied, "I think that our country does plenty of killing, too," to Joe. "I've always felt fine about Putin. He's a strong leader. He's a powerful leader," Trump added. So there you go. I'm not going to get too much. That was, well, let's finish this real quick so that you can hear. So what the article goes on. At the end of January, Putin and Trump held their first official phone calls, which, according to the Kremlin, was good and constructive. Over the past years, the lack of mutual respect between the countries was the main reason for the deterioration of relations, Kremlin spokesman Demetrius added. "Another important thing is that Washington is prepared for dialogue," the spokesman concluded. This is what President Putin calls for, rather than this is what President Putin called for rather consistently, but where, unfortunately, he did not see the over the past years in early January. However, the Kremlin spokesman emphasized that the first meeting between Putin and Trump may have happened in months to come, may not happen for months to come, not in a matter of weeks. Also, it is, move this down, it is maybe the biggest mistake on the part of the Western analysts to think that Trump is our man. He is an American man, former deputy speaker of the Belgian parliament told RT that it is way too early to be overly optimistic about Trump. To me, he remains as unpredictable and as unreliable as he was before. We do not see the full interview yet, and followed up questions that came after this very astounding remarks. Basically, what Trump is doing is he is applying the same moral principles to the United States as he applied to other countries. That is an indeed without precedence in U.S. Political culture. He also expressed concerns over the forces that could interfere with Trump's mending ties with Russia. If he has remained on a path of improving relations with Russia, it could be quite dangerous. My fears is that with all of the conservative governments in the EU, NATO will create a provocation to force him back into line. So that was that. So no, we're not fooled by thinking that America is innocent. Actually, we know the true history, and we understand what America is truly really all about. And it is about upholding a system of subjugation and enslavement. Next article, very, very important article. This one comes from Almirja News. Breaking, ballistic missile strike in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. According to emerging reports from Yemen, a surface-to-surface missile fired by the Yemenese army has hit the Saudi Arabian capital of Riyadh. The missile was launched on Sunday evening, as sources in Yemen have described the missile test as successful. It is unclear exactly what missile was used, and casualty figures, if any, are yet to be reported. So this is all starting to blow up, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me. Next article. This one comes from Sputnik News. Beijing urges Washington to take responsible attitude towards the East China Sea dispute. Asian and Pacific. According to Liu, the United States should take a responsible attitude towards the dispute in the Eastern China Sea, which are called the Diaopol in China and the Tsukiaos in Japan. Tsukiaos in Japan. This is basically the South Sea of China. China is telling the United States once again to mind your business before this gets out of hand, which I know this is, in my opinion, going to lead to war. Next article and last article of what's in the news. This one comes from RT, Russia Today International. U.S. and Japan carry out missile launch drills in the Pacific. A test launch of U.S.-Japanese made air ballistic anti-ballistic SM-3 missiles in the Pacific Ocean have gone off successfully. Japan officials said the tests were conducted in cooperation with the United States. You see, everybody in the world is testing their missiles. Hey, let me just say this. This is a good picture of this from RT International. If you can't get on to BTR Community and the Tando Radio Show page and check out that that picture, really good one. But if you notice, everyone all over the world is now testing their missiles because it's about to jump off, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what's in the news. So at any time, if you'd like to jump in and on today's conversation, we're about to jump into the 96-hour margin call. And
I just got a question, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott. I just came back.
Yeah,
so you go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, because I was stationed in Riyadh, man, during the Gulf War. And Yemen, their border, that's like, I'm looking at a map now, man, but that's like, man, that's like six to 800 miles, man. I'm kind of like wondering what kind of shoulder, did you say shoulder fired missile?
No, it wasn't a shoulder fired missile. One sec, Scotty. No, it wasn't it was actually a ballistic missile. And let me pull up the article real quick.
What it was launched.
It was
from
a surface-to-surface missile.
So they could have launched it from like some kind of mobile unit or something.
Yeah, they could have launched it from a platform.
But I'm also thinking, though, now I don't know the ranges on those, but I'm also thinking they must have penetrated into Saudi Arabia to hit the capital like that. I don't know. I'll look into it, man. I was just thinking because that's pretty. The border, Saudi Arabia is probably one of the. It is the biggest country in that area.
Yeah, it's huge. Saudi Arabia is huge.
It's almost the size of Iran.
Missile sources indicate the missile struck a military base west of Riyadh in Mazahimla. And so that was just the news that was there. So we just put there and reported it. So. Okay, and then they said that the U.S. is deploying to Yemen coast to protect Saudi Arabia, Saudi warships. So,
wow,
man, this whole thing is really it's very, very important that we know these things because these are the things that are going to send your daughters into war if you continue to believe and to fall under these overall rules, this fascist rule that's going on. So. Check out that article, but yeah, Scotty, that was it's really, really growing, and this is not good at all. Oh, and Scotty said all the show episodes are podcasted, so you just need to go back to 2015 to find the table of preparedness. It's there. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We're about to jump into the 96-hour margin call. We'll do 20 minutes of it. Then we got to go to a break, and then we'll come back and finish up the margin call. And then we'll jump in. We'll open up the phone lines for you all to give us a call at 866-510-9025. So let's jump into the 96-hour margin call. Last that we left on the 96-hour margin call, we left that that there were families, American citizens, that were actually stationed outside, I mean, were actually living or were vacationing outside of the United States, and they were starting to be rounded up by different nations, and they were taken to what they said control centers. And they said that it wasn't safe for them to travel back to the United States, but in actuality, they had all became concentration camps because what happened was that a lot of nations had decided, depending on where people were, they decided to seize the U.S. citizens that were there at the behest of, and we're picking up the 96-hour margin call just before we left, or well, let me recap it, just where we last left, down in Costa Rica, from the citizens that decided, the U.S. citizens that decided to stay instead of, this is all, let me just say this, I messed up. Let me just say this. This is fictional, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something that is happening now. This is fictional. The 96-hour margin call is fictional. I must give this disclaimer, but it's something that I definitely see could become a reality very soon. Sometimes dreams turn into nightmares, and nightmares have a way of becoming reality. And so this is something, in my estimation, the reason why we do it is to prepare you for what is about to happen and what I'm seeing coming together geopolitically, economically, and to put yourself, so that you can put yourself and your family in a position of advantage, in our community in a position of advantage. So this is a fictitional sit-sim that we're doing with the 96-hour margin call. So last we left in Costa Rica, some of the people that were rounded up and were taken to a special containing location, aka it was a concentration camp. They were, once they were brought in, they were not allowed to leave, and they told them the reason why they were not allowed to leave, that they had them there for their safety, and to once it was safe for them to get back to the United States, that they would be sending them back to the United States. And then for the people that were in the neighborhoods that in Costa Rica that had decided not to go because they didn't trust what was happening, they stayed, and what happened was that the government, the underlying government, the Costa Rican government, with their troops had went through the neighborhoods and were rounding people up, and the people they were forcing, and if people gave any resistance, they were actually shooting them on the spot. And this wasn't just in one country, it was in many countries, and the countries that this were falling into were countries where U.S. citizens travel to for vacation throughout the world, even so-called the allied states. This is also what's happening. People were unaware with this inside of Britain. Britain gave a notice to all of the American citizens to return to the U.S. Embassy as soon as possible. And in that returning to the U.S. Embassy, they were diverting all of those U.S. citizens that were there, and they were taking them off to process centers within the U.K. And people, most people there that were vacationing or living in the U.K. trusted, and they went straight to the overall designated areas that the U.K. government, England, had told them to go to. And this was done in England and in France and in Italy and in Spain and in Mexico. And in Canada. So people were responding, and they were all being processed and held in different detention centers, or what they say safe zones for the Americans to finish processing them to get them back to the United States, or to have them travel to the United States when it was safe to do so under the travel. And they said that this was all done for their protection, but in actuality, ladies and gentlemen, these people were actually being rounded up and taken into custody by the respective governments that they were at. And some places were more trickier than others, but all were ultimately doing this by force, and no one was allowed to leave. So this was going on throughout the world. So now we're going to be picking up the 96-hour margin call. During the 96-hour margin call from within the United States, we had already had multiple tactical nuclear explosions in New York and in California. During this time, the Russian and Chinese fleet had stationed submarines within the Gulf of Mexico and within the Pacific and along the Atlantic seaboard area. And all of the submarines that were in close enough proximity had engaged their overall ballistic missiles, and they were firing their ballistic missiles. They had all gone airborne. Also, from within Mexico had established a trade alliance with China, and during that trade alliance with China and trade agreement, China had had strategically placed ballistic missiles inside of Mexico at the agreement of the Mexican government, during which time China was able to get off, was able to fire and engage ballistic missiles from within Mexico. And during this time, in different major cities throughout the United States, the sirens have been blaring, the emergency broadcast had been activated. Cell phones were beeping and telling people to seek shelter, that they are under missile attack, and those missiles will be landing within 5 to 15 minutes from the time of the activation of the EAS, Emergency Broadcast System. Families throughout the United States are scrambling in the major cities trying to get home. Some are trying to leave the cities themselves, but to no avail because of the overall gridlock. They are unable to move. During this time, there are within some of the major cities, there are reports of ballistic missile explosion, large explosions, some with mushroom clouds, some with no mushroom clouds. Most of the overall missiles that are engaging in this overall attack on the United States, many of them are thought to be nuclear ballistic missiles, but very few are. Some are tactical nukes that are actual nuclear devices, but most of the attacks are coming, most of the ballistic missiles are actually biological weapon missiles that are biological weapons. And what is in these biological weapons that are being used, they're sarin gas, is a nerve agent that are being used, and is also sarin gas, and also some of these missiles are carrying biological weapons that are made up of a blood agent. They're made up of blood agents. From arsine to sarin are the preferred method of delivery. And the arsine, throughout major cities throughout this country, there is a strong odor of garlic within the air and following the winds. And this is a part of the arsine blood agent that is being used in this biological attack. Also with the sarin gas attack in major cities, people are within 2 minutes to 5 minutes of being exposed to, depending on the weather and depending on how close they, people are to the overall explosions that are exploding throughout the United States. And they are large explosions, and some of them are just regular highly explosive missiles. Some are tactical nukes, but a majority of them are filled with different gases, sarin gas or arsine. And the sarin gas attacks are in some of the major cities, from Dallas to Houston to Atlanta to San Francisco to Kansas City to Chicago to Philadelphia to Trenton to Charlotte, North Carolina, to Raleigh, North Carolina, to Charleston, South Carolina, throughout the United States and in at different major cities, depending on the over from Miami, Florida to all of the major cities, there are different ballistic missiles that are actually impacting and affecting the people that are there. In Middle America, in Kansas, the nuclear, there are more nuclear detonations in the middle of the country where the former ballistic missile silos are from in defense from where the old Minutemen were. But also there's also heavy biological and nerve agent gases that are affecting the general population that are there. From within some of the major cities, as we go to the city of Raleigh, North Carolina, during this overall attack, it is hit with a sarin ballistic missile, sarin gas. And upon exposure, people are within 2 minutes to 3 minutes. Death is happening relatively quickly from the overall gas exposure, and people are unaware as to which way to go. People are just starting to choke and falling over and dying. Some people that are on the outskirts of the sarin gas is affecting their overall respiratory systems. Their chests are tight, and there's a lot of people that aren't have been had much exposure to the sarin gas, but just because of the stress, the overall chest tightness is also causing other complications, as such as heart attacks from people from the sarin. Is a byproduct, is actually causing major health problems for people throughout the overall affected areas. The hospitals throughout the country are inundated with people coming for aid. The hospitals themselves are affected areas that are ineffective in treating anyone because of the mass casualties and the overall collateral damage that has been done at this time. Within the major cities, we are starting to see, for those that still have not been attacked by ballistic missiles, we are starting to see people starting to riot throughout all of the major cities as people start to try to acquire some of the essentials of life, from food to water to things that are critical in having. The overall hospitals throughout the areas are being overrun by people, with people stealing and taking things from the hospitals. The martial law that was called upon by the U.S. government has been in effect, but has been completely ineffective because the overall troops and the National Guard themselves are being adversely affected by this widespread national emergency. From within the major cities, rioting has gone from the supermarkets to where they have been completely looted, to the overall drug stores and to everything and anything of value. People are still from there is turned into many battle zones as within the parking lots, because there is no presence of any form of law enforcement at all. The overall law enforcement community had engaged in its mutual aid for each other, but upon the missile from the EAS announcement of cities being attacked by missiles, law enforcement and fire personnel had decided to run home and to protect and to be with their families. There is no form, there is no actual law enforcement or any form of government authority within the United States. As these multiple attacks start to rain down in different cities, and people are starting to hear by way of different EAS as to stay upwind from the overall wind, from the overall movement of the wind, because of there are biological agents within the air, blood and nerve agents that are being used. The blood agents that the cities that have been attacked by blood agents were specifically targeted by the overall by China and by Russia to bring about, to actually destroy the overall will and morale of the people of the United States, because they were starting to see people have a very dramatic and painful death, and it's a long-standing death. They are not dying immediately, but it is a prolonged and agonizing death that people are engaging in, and people are extremely, extremely scared and running and are trying to protect themselves and get away from the major cities as much as they possibly can. The vehicle, people's vehicles are no longer of any form of use during at those different in major cities, because at the at different times, some of the tactical nukes that were used were airburst tactical nukes that caused for an EMP that knocked out all forms of electronics that weren't properly retrofitted or properly protected in Faraday cages or had protection from the overall impulse that was the EMP that was used. Hours after the EMP attacks happened, for the overall equipment that was actually shielded and protected from the EMP, there are people that actually had taken their overall electronics from cell phones to ham radios out to start to use them immediately, because of they wanted to find out what was happening in the fear. And as soon as the overall equipment was taken out of their Faraday cages, the circuitry on their devices were fried by the overall radiation and the EMP, because of the residual EMP effect that was still lingering. So there is very little news to go around to people throughout this country as to what is happening. This is causing major, major confusion, and the crisis of the country has now reached a point to where the country is almost paralyzed and unable to respond to the overall military attack that has been sought on by ballistic missile from Russia, from China, from Mexico, from the UK, from France, from Iran, and from North Korea, and as well as Canada and Japan have all engaged in the overall assistance in attacking the United States. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the 96-hour margin call. Get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish the 96-hour margin call, and we're going to do this for about 15, 20 minutes longer. If you have any, we're going to do it for 15 minutes longer. If you have any questions or comments, definitely don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, and we'll see you in queue. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you have any questions or comments after we do 15 minutes more of the 96-hour margin call, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, star. So we're going to pick back up on the 96-hour margin call. What I want to do is I want to take a look at two communities, a community in Richmond, California, and a community in... We're going to say in Chicago. No, we're not going to say Chicago. We're going to say a community in Houston. Okay, so now this is the 96-hour margin call. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fictional sit-sim that we're having with the 96-hour margin call. This is not events that have happened or are happening now. They are events, in my opinion, that could possibly happen. And really, if you ask me privately, I would tell you it. The likelihood of this happening or a form of this or even be worse than this is much greater than anything else than in overall the U.S. history, to where it will face a multitude of attacks from sovereign nations, sovereign global nations, and a consortia in a coordinated coordinated attack by multiple countries. And some of the multiple countries that are involved in this, yes, England, Mexico, Canada, Russia, China, Japan, North Korea, South Korea, Iran, Australia, Mexico, oh, we said Mexico, and France, and the EU nations have all come together to have a joint global effort of engagement of war against the United States. The United States has one ally, and it's and initially that was India. Then India has decided to switch its side and now has decided to go along with the other consortium of nations in this World War III scenario that has now turned into global nuclear war one. So what I want to do now is I want to look at from within the United States in two communities. And the two communities were in Richmond, California, and in Houston, Texas. We'll do Houston, Texas. So from within California, within Richmond, Texas, and Houston, during the overall attacks, Richmond, California was actually hit with a sarin and a blood agent missile that caused for deterioration and great death and harm, and people were running within the two cities themselves. We're going to take a look at Richmond, California first. There are meetings that are going on, secret meetings that are going on, and from within these secret meetings, there are different cells of operatives that are engaged there. Some from China, some from Europe, and some from the United States itself, under the cloak of clandestine operations. There are actually U.S. intelligence agencies that are telling their operatives, and some of their cell operatives are people that had committed crimes in the past, that they took a deal to work for the government, and the government provided cash for them, and the orders from their overall American intelligence handlers are to organize people from within different communities. Particularly, there were some, and some of the operatives are specifically targeting the black community to take up arms to defend themselves, and not only to defend themselves, but to go outwardly and to seize more assets so that the community could actually thrive, and they will be protecting them in their overall seizing of assets outside of the United States. Outside of their regional or their cities, they are actually encouraging them to actually engage in invasion of other cities and other towns around them and to steal their assets. And that they will provide logistical and they will provide armed support in the overall taking of the assets, but they have to do it themselves. Also, at that same time, there are actually deals that are being made and have been brokered from the government of China. Their operatives are within, and they have gone into different communities, particularly the black community, and they have made deals that if you will assist China in destabilizing the United States even further, that once the United States has surrendered to China, that they will actually allow them to reclaim some of their indigenous land and to work with China to rebuild the United States, and they will be critical infrastructure. Critical infrastructure will be run by them because the Chinese deal is that China is not into the is not a country that invades us, other countries to occupy them. They are looking for they are defending themselves, and they only want to create partnerships of trade. So they are not here to control the United States or what will be the remnants of what was formerly known as the United States, and they want the overall support of the communities to assist them in destabilizing the country further, and they will pay and they will actually give in the reconstruction period that will come after this war, that they will actually put those individuals in charge of the infrastructure, and they will have trade deals with them to rebuild everything. So within the communities, there are multiple cells that are calling for the destabilization of the United States, and many communities have taken the deals, and now they are actively going out and facilitating. On the other side of the other side of the deal, there are communities and militias that are all over the United States that have been in place and have been preparing for a while. And in their preparing, they take up strong positions, but little did they know that the United States itself, under air cover from within the United States, those different regions of strong pockets of militias are actually gassed and are actually targeted with tactical nukes to actually to annihilate and to eliminate the overall response and ability to respond to the moving of people throughout the country. Also, Mexico has sent in its operatives as well within the Hispanic community to actually also engage and also to destabilize the United States also further through civil war, and to take the spoils thereof to ensure that the overall supplies, and they promise that the supplies will be given once the destabilization has been in full effect and they've taken ground. They will be resupplied with the essentials of life for food, water, medical aid, and they will pay them for the overall destabilization efforts, as the deal will be in the reconstruction of the reconstruction of the United States, that they will also as well receive a strong portion of trade deals and to rebuild what was formerly known as the United States. And these deals are being made in New York, in Florida, and throughout the major cities. And from within Richmond, people are going into different communities under the cover of the military, both militaries, with China, with cells, with sleeper cells, as well as U.S. aircraft. And there are actually Chinese military that are in California that the militias have taken up position on, and the U.S. military, the Air Force and National Guard are coming in, and they are actually dropping ordnance on the militia groups themselves. This is a complete destabilizing opportunity a destabilizing quest that is being put forth by the selective entities within the United States as well as China, Russia, and its overall path. In Houston, there are also the deals that were made by Mexico and by Russia has made deals within the different communities, and they have said that these communities within the Black community and within the Hispanic community that the path the United States has never valued your overall contributions to. And so if you would assist us in destabilizing this, we will give you a much better deal and you will be a part of the reconstruction if you will continue to destabilize. And this destabilization program is going on throughout the country as they are waging war by way of military engagement and as way of destabilizing through the overall civil war that has now broken out in the United States. Many people during the initial stages, there were people from different communities. As people were trying to get resources, there were some people that were driving around and were shooting people. And little did the people know that these were actually people, individuals that were working for the intelligence agencies as instigators to continue. But there were also people that weren't instigators that were actually engaging in the overall because there was no law enforcement. People were waged, they had their own street justice, and they weren't just protecting their communities, they were actually going out to hunt people. And this was it was getting back to the different towns and different cities as to what is going on. This was a further destabilization act in the United States. So within Houston, there is a massive push through Houston and throughout Texas to move on and to seize land by way of the military onslaught and as well as the destabilization by clandestine means from within the United States. This goes on for 1 week, and in this 1 week time, within 3 days, all of the food, all of the supermarkets are completely bare. There is no inventory. Everything has been taken. There have been some towns that have boarded themselves up to block movement in and out of the cities. There is a very uneasy feeling between the different communities within the United States by the areas that haven't been actively attacked, to where they've heard about the destabilization because all of the networks were starting to come back online, and they were reporting what was going on is from the invasion of China bringing in troops on the ground, Russia bringing in troops on the ground, Mexico bringing in troops on the ground, Canada engaging and bringing troops on the ground as well, and a multi-effort that was to move into the United States. And this is being brought in this is actually being broadcast to people from their cell phones that weren't destroyed, and from means of communication that were now are popping up throughout the different areas within where people are still trying to put themselves, their lives back together and trying to survive. And the destabilization is the headline, a part of the overall attack on the United States. There are renegade rogue groups on all sides that are going and engaging in guerrilla attacks on different communities, and this is completely destabilizing the whole United States, and it has carried itself into the military itself from the National Guard and from the troops that are stationed here in the United States. It has caused a wedge between the military itself. This has been persisting, and it is causing major, major destabilization problem. It has a movement of its own. And many of the small towns in areas that have resources are now actually being targeted systematically for clandestine attack instead of military engagement. And this is having a dramatic effect for a country that is completely divided like never before, far worse than the Civil War itself. No one is trusting anyone, and it is completely destabilized. Doctors are refusing to help people in general because they do not know who to trust. And people, it's an on-your-own situation, a yo-yo effect where you're on your own. And the supplies and the fight for staple goods is now increasing throughout the United States. People that have means and that have any semblance of any kinds of goods are being actually targeted by other people to take whatever they have and to actually destabilize this situation even further is because the water and the electricity is not back on. So within the cities, we're having major cholera outbreaks, and this is growing. So we're going to end this part of the 96-hour margin call. Whew. Man. So we will pick up again until we finish the 96-hour margin. I think we only have two more to do, and then we'll be done. No, three more to do, then we'll be done. So if you'd like to comment or to weigh in, you have a question or comment about the 96-hour margin call, please don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. What has happened in the 96-hour margin call, The nations realize the best way to defeat the United States is from within the United States, and they have chosen not to use all-out ballistic, nuclear weapons, full-fledged nuclear weapons, because it wasn't necessary or needed for the destabilization of the United States. All they needed to use is just strategical, tactical nukes that does not have the radiation fallout or the overall radiation poisoning that some of the other major nuclear ballistic missiles, but they've chosen to use and engage using biological and blood agent biological warfare so that the overall infrastructure of the United States will still be intact, but they were able to knock off and to attack many people and to further destabilize. The overall destabilization by way of dividing the nation from its historical tyranny has been an effective tool, and it is going unchecked throughout the whole country. The country itself is now completely destabilized, and it is giving the overall attacking nation the cover in which they need to seize the overall control and to facilitate the destruction of the United States. So that was what was happening in this part of the 96-hour margin call. People from Iraq that were traveling or living abroad were taking it into custody and put into concentration camps. And from within the United States, outside of the United States, regardless of who you were taking into custody. From within the United States, it was just the opposite. They selected different communities from within the United States to actually get them to be a part of the attacking forces from China and Russia to assist them in overtaking the United States, as well as the clandestine operatives within the United States of the intelligence agencies were also a part of the overall destabilization of the United States by way of race and culture in the United States, and they themselves were actually facilitating this overall move. And this was the deal, was for the United States to be returned and to be forced into resistance and to surrenderance, and to be returned to the indigenous people, and as well to return what was stolen and to divide the country up and to allocate the resources of the United States to serve the people that really built and worked for this country. That was the overall mantra, and that was the motto. And this was actually causing great destabilization throughout the country. So that's what was happening inside this part of the 96-hour margin call. So if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **, we'll see you in queue, and we will definitely take your questions or your answers. Man, got a little tired on that one. So we'd love to hear from you all. Any questions or any comments that you have, definitely you can chime in at any time. We're going to go to a commercial break at the half hour. And we have like 11 minutes before the commercial break. So definitely, if you have any questions or comments, definitely would love to hear from you. 866-510-9025. Now, one of the things, until we have some callers in queue, one of the things that I want to emphasize is that what's happening here is that you're starting to see one of the keys to destabilizing a country is by through distraction. Throughout this time in America, there were a lot of people thought that just by going to acquire different armaments and everything else that their overall so-called country would be protecting them, not realizing that their country's main objective is to subjugate and enslave everyone. And now they're using the overall move, and the momentum has moved to actually destabilize and to delegitimize the United States from its historical sins, and that is being used to facilitate the overall World War III that has now turned into Global Nuclear War I. And then I forgot to say, in the next part of the 96-hour margin call, we will look at the overall military response from abroad to the 96-hour margin call and how that could be playing out. Now, this is a fictional sit sim on how you could defeat the United States and how the United States could be quickly brought to its knees, regardless of how many nuclear armaments it has. Because the world has now decided to purge itself from the standing sovereignty of what was known as the Corporation of the United States. So you think that's what it is all about. But it's actually what the overall system did was it rebooted itself, and it is just revolutionizing itself for the moments in history that we're in right now. The momentum is going one way, and they do not want to lose control, so they are going to facilitate that momentum by their direction. And the direction that they want to, that everything is moving in, is to destabilize and to neutralize the United States by way of war. And it is a quite effective one, not only by way of sovereign war between nations, but a civil war from within its borders. And the United States is ripe and has been ripe for that for a very long time, because it was actually built for this empire to fall by those means and by those methods. So this is the agenda of the system, and it is making its big push and its big play. And it's chosen to use biological weapons to cause for the psychological effect of seeing people suffocate to death and seeing people respond to the overall crippling effects of blood agents, to have a psychological effect to get people to surrender and to capitulate and to give in to the overall direction and the rule. And this is quite effective. And now, since the overall disease has quickly taken over the United States, regardless of where you are by way of cholera, because of the non-potable water and because the infrastructure was not ready, nor could it take the overall massive attack that it has engaged, it has actually facilitated and sped up the overall dissolvement of what was formerly known as the United States. And there will be a response from the so-called continuity of government of the United States, and we'll take a look at what that response will be in the next 96-hour margin call segment. So that's where we were. Just wanted to give you all some idea of that, and I would definitely, if you have any questions or comments of what you would think, you know, how that would play out and how effective that would be, and I would say I think it would be extremely effective, because deception is the key to winning any form of war. And I think it's very critical for us and you to prepare, because I think that regardless of if it's the way that the 96-hour margin call has been played out here from this fictional standpoint with Tando Radio Show, the overall 96-hour margin call that's going to turn into World War III and global nuclear war one is definitely going to play out. They do not need to use they can use nuclear weapons, and it will not destroy humanity. It will not destroy the planet. They can use tactical nukes that are quite effective, but one of the things that many people forget is that the nerve agents and the overall biological warfare that are at the hands of the overall sovereign militaries and the sovereign government's disposal that they have used in the past and they will not be afraid to use again. And this is being introduced here for the first time in the history of the so-called United States. It has gone under attack from outside of its borders. And it has actually has no allies in this overall war. And if you look at what's going on in the world, that exactly is what is being put into place, because it is a move to intentionally destabilize to isolate the United States and to alienate itself from the rest of the world. This is the agenda and the program that's being pushed to you within mainstream media. Why? Because the 96-hour margin call will be the end result of that overall propaganda method and movement within the nation. So that is today's 96-hour margin call. And I just say to you all, you know, I appreciate you all bearing with me with the different little hiccups that we had with the 96-hour margin call from time to time. Man, 96-hour margin call systems are not easy to do, but it's something that we do because I want you to see the urgency and the necessity and importance of preparing. Now, does the 96-hour margin call, is that something that you should really just look at, that's how it's going to go down? No, absolutely not. Because the most important thing about the 96-hour margin call should be telling you is that how prepared are you for any destabilization act, and how prepared for you are from a deep-rooted destabilization act by false flags and by war. And if not, the overall body counts will line up and the overall fear will be great, and people will surrender themselves to alleviate themselves of that fear when you don't have to do that. So that's why we do the 96-hour margin call, and would love to hear from you, from anyone that has anything to add to the 96-hour margin call. Would be great to hear from you. So we want to open up the phone lines after we come out of the commercial break. Open up the phone lines. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, because in my opinion, there are going to be clandestine deals, because those clandestine deals have already been facilitated on all sides. You will be surprised that the overall United States itself will be assisting its overall demise. Why? Because there is no such thing as the demise of the United States. Like, there's never been a demise of the Roman Empire. All of those entities and that overall ideology and that overall objectives and message are still in effect today. The thing is that we don't see it because they tell us that it's a different flag, it's a different language, it's a different rules, and it's a different culture, and we buy it when it's all a lie. Everyone here is still enslaved to the overall system of the letter of the law. Okay, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give us a little time on this commercial break. Got to grab something real quick. So we'd love to hear from you all. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Freedom. freestyle. Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle, freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We just want to thank you all for listening to the network today. This is the last half hour of the show. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. I think that this is a very, very important time for us really to look at who we are. And what the real threats, both perceived and from a standard of sincere truth that we are all facing. In the 96-hour margin call, in the 96-hour margin call, the system realized that they have been cultivating the seeds of destruction, and they're going to take full advantage of that. And they were going to destabilize the nation so-called by means of subversion. And it's a very, 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 very effective tactic. Think about it. They will go to the black community, and I will say this, there will be foreigners from other countries, so to speak, which I don't believe there's anything such thing as a foreigner, like I don't believe that there's such thing as a country when you really think about it, because I look at the way the earth lives and creates and sustains itself naturally by the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. The letter of the law gives you language, gives you borders and everything else. That is to control you. But the actual spirit of the law is about sustainability. So just think about, from the letter of the law standpoint, how many governments, how exposed and how much traction and momentum China would get, or Russia would get, or another country will get by way of coming into, let's take the black community for an example. Just listen. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. To where China comes in and says, hey, you're not down with invading the United States and occupying the United States like you've been taught to do as an American. We know that you don't agree with that because of your historical history with them. This is the history that we know of you. And what we want to do is this. Because of our ancestral ties with you, we want to reestablish and to get rid of this manifest destiny occupation that you've been under. Here's the deal. We will fund and we will facilitate your overall subversion and your overall destabilizing tactics within the United States. We will pay for it. We will fund it. And in doing that, once it's restabilized, we will establish trade deals with you however the structure or whatever the legal entity will be established after the overall unraveling, when the tapestry of America is pulled apart by one thread, the one that's been hanging for a very long time. Then there will also be groups that will go to other different groups, as you can only imagine, here in the United States, say, hey, you don't need them, you don't need them, you don't need them. align with us on this deal, and we'll be stable, and then we'll give you the same deal here. Then they're going to go to other groups. Then there's actually people from different cultures, so to speak, or different ideologies within the United States. They're going to see funding too. And what is it all going to be about, ladies and gentlemen? It's all about the art of war being waged. And believe me, in my opinion, it is one of the most effective ways to destabilize everything. How do you destroy a so-called giant? You attack the Achilles. Where is their Achilles heel? Where are they weak? And you don't have to outwardly attack that. You can implode it from within. And it will too be like two buildings in New York in the summer months, in the late summer months of 2001. Those great legs will fall in a free fall of rapid speed. Implosion. So I think that the likelihood of many, many different sects and groups and displaying itself and actually being cut deals and working for, you know, working to bring about the overall destruction and unraveling of the United States is going to be great. Now, do I agree with this, all this and everything else? No, I'm just bringing you the 96-hour margin call as to what I see if from a standpoint of if from the outside, if you're looking to attack this country effectively. What you do is in all crimes before you do it, or all acts of engagement of war, what you do is you lay the overall success before you fire one shot. And if you can conquer a country without engaging in any prolonged confrontation by the bullet, that means you've already captured the mind of the people. You have won for a very, very long time. You have won for centuries. So, would love to hear from you all. If you have any questions or comments about what we talked about here on Tando today, give us a call, 866-510-9025, then hit **, 866-510-9025, then hit **. And we got my man Raj that's in queue. Raj, you there?
Yes, I am, sir. Peace and love. How you doing?
Much love, much respect to my brother. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, good brother. You said something that made me think really heavily. It's one of the last things you said. You were talking about China exploiting the chinks in the U.S.'s armor from within. And America's greatest cancer has been racism, white supremacy. So when you speak to Chinese people reaching out to black people and other abused, oppressed, and genocided non-white people in this country, I see that being extremely plausible. The reason why was when you said that, you took me back to a TV show that has been on for a few years now that is based on real stories. It's called The Americans. It comes on the FX channel, and it was based on the Cold War between the United States and Russia back in the 80s during the Reagan era. And these were stories that were culled from real CIA stories. And what happened was the story follows this one Russian-American family that was actually set up as a sleeper cell, one of many hundreds of them, if not thousands, throughout the United States. And the family was a male and female white Russian family that was put together by the Russian government, because essentially they basically removed kids from their parents' houses at the age of like 13 in Russia. The government takes them in and starts training them to be KGB agents, which is the equivalent to the CIA here. And what they did was they gave them new identities, they made sure they could speak in completely American accents, and they set them up with a false identity in the United States. So they had their own company, it was like a travel agency, and they've been doing clandestine work for the Russian government. And at one episode in particular, the Russian government ended up using, Derek Luke was the character, but he was a black male who was in this country, a U.S. citizen, that was working in a clandestine way for the Russian government. And like I said, these stories that they used for those episodes were culled from actual situations that took place. Now, just like Russia has sleeper cells here, the United States has sleeper cells in Russia. I'm pretty sure China has sleeper cells here as well. So the idea that for these people who have been here long enough, they know how American culture works. They speak, you know, with an American accent, so they can really, really get into places where black people are without an issue. And those sleeper cells, I believe, like you were saying, will make inroads with the people who have been abused and subjugated here, who do not want to go along with the program. And like you said, because of the historical reality of what black people have experienced, they know that there is a pretty heavy population that's fed up with white supremacy. Even though there's quite a few of us that choose to go along to get along and sometimes facilitate the moves of the enemy, there's quite a few of us who are not down with this. And I agree with you. I see that happening. And when that does happen, if that does happen, it's going to be something serious. It's going to be something really, really serious.
Right. So, it's no turning back. It's no turning back on that one. You've already lost. You're done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is that when you look at how the racial situation has ratcheted up with Donald Trump in office, this is going to make, because I personally, just from what I've personally seen with Donald Trump being in office, the level of black people who are becoming less confused about this system and who are fed up with the system, just from my own personal travels, speaking to, you know, strangers, black people who I never met before, just having conversations with them on the train or wherever I am about counter-racist information, new abolitionist information, these people are seriously fed up. So there's a heavy population, and it's growing. Matter of fact, I just saw just after Donald Trump got elected, they also were talking about, in the black community, there's basically becoming a Trump effect, where black people are now learning how to shoot guns. They're collecting guns, they're collecting ammo, the same way Obama created the Obama effect. So black people are slowly getting together the understanding of what's coming. They're starting to understand how the Duck Dynasty white people who are backing Donald Trump are going to behave towards us, and they're trying to make preemptive moves. And I'm seeing that happening a lot more. So what you said tonight really gives me a solid insight into what can and probably will potentially happen as the situation grows and becomes more untenable. Thanks again for a brilliant show, and I'll mute myself and listen to the rest of the show.
Well said, Raj. Yeah, man. And hold on, Raj. Well said. Yeah. And as always, brother. It's when you start to see the overall the effects of the wind, you don't really have to look at who's blowing. You definitely can see it. And Raj is actually absolutely right. When Obama was celebrity figurehead, Obama was president, he was the best thing for the overall gun manufacturers. Let me tell you how many guns were sold in just 3 years. The first 3 years. This is just registered firearms in the United States. In just 3 years, there were more registered legal firearms that were registered that were sold than all of the world's military personnel combined 4 times over. And this is actual numbers.
Yes. And I remember Dr. Wilson talking about them selling over 6 billion bullets to white people when Obama got into office, like they were preparing for the race war of the century. And now now that Trump is in office and things are going in the direction they're going, him being in office and everything that he's doing and what we're starting to see the overall white collective doing in this country is pushing black people towards the same understanding that quote-unquote white people had when Obama was in office. Now, mind you, we're not killer people. We're not people who run around, you know, subjugating and destroying other people. But obviously, this is happening for self-defense reasons because we understand the psychopathology. A lot more people are understanding the psychopathology of the people we're dealing with, and they're trying to be preemptive. So I must give big ups to those black people who's finally starting to see things for what they really are and are trying to make moves to protect themselves, because it's highly, highly important that we start to do so.
Yeah, it's going in a very orchestrated way. And I would say, everyone, please don't be the strings of the violin of the system's music. Don't be the strings. So yeah, it's you know, and I want to say this, you know, if you look at like, if you want to see how perfectly this is being played out and set up, just go to any social media, regular social media, or just any blog. Read the comments of people. Some of those comments are put in by shills. Some of those comments are put in by the overall system itself. And some of those comments are legitimate comments of people stealing. And if you read these comments, like nowhere else in the country, I mean in the world, the overall racial tones in all of those comments from just the blogs, itself, because what the internet also does is it's actually facilitated the overall method, tool to the objective of all empires fall for the good of the overall system of enslavement. And so if you look at these webs, if you look at these blogs and everything, just read the comments. There are people that are saying they wish certain people in certain communities would rise up. They wish you would, they say from arrogance, they wish there would be a race war. You'll find out real quickly that there's many of us and there's very few of you. Well, here's the bad part about that. How naive and how stupid that is. How naive and how stupid that is. Because by you perpetuate, for the individuals that truly do perpetuate that, on any side, but particularly because I know that there are actually shills that work for the system that actually put that information in you. This is why we play the cyber war, so that you can hear them, their own men. Yeah, we hack and we set an agenda. We propagandize everything. But here's the thing to this whole thing. For those individuals that actually think that they can, because they have a more of a population, they have the overall structural soundness, and they've had the overall high ground, so they think by way of economics, by way of geopolitical, by way of education, by way of economics, that they have the high ground, that's a facade. Let me tell you something about that height that you're on, that overall leverage that you think you have. It's a seesaw, homie. One thing about a seesaw is that it goes down just as fast as it goes up. In this system, let me tell you why I say that. The system is going to do this, in my opinion. Yes, there may only be so many black people in this country, but do you realize that the world is not white? Do you realize that China has over a couple of billion people and has over a million man standing army? And the overall system itself, and the same system that people naively defend, is the one that's going to hang them. So from within arrogance, and this is the same arrogance that has actually established all sides of this destruction. This is why there's the overall isolation and the protectivism of the current move is so popular, but what it actually has done is it isolates you to be overrun and destabilized and conquered. So I just really think that, let me tell you, the wise seeks not a war, but he only engages in the defense of their sovereignty and their self-determination. So many people are looking for things that they think that they want from their armchair and from the comfort of their home and from their overall naive state of how they think things will go. Let me tell you something. The system needs you not other than for you to be a slave. How you know? They pay you in cash, dummy. That's the wage of a slave. So be careful. because the setup is great. And the setup is much for, they don't care about you and your family. Only thing that they care about is your energy providing for their means of life. Your way of life provides for their means of life. And they will do any and everything to uphold that standard. So, and it's done by deception. Man, well said, Roz. Big ups to you, my brother. So let me see. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Before we get out of here, and hit star. If you have a question or comment, I would say to you all, definitely prepare, because some of the things in the 96-hour margin call I couldn't say. Only because it's up to you to decide how are you going to respond to the conditions that you didn't create. Many things in life are uncontrollable. You can't control a lot of things that happen. But what you can control is your response to it all. And your response is the key to the setting up the next set of events to happen to you. I always like to say that 99% of life that happens to you, most of it is unforeseen and uncontrolled by you. But that 1% that makes it 100% is your response to it. And that 1% is more important than the 99%, because it will set up that 1%, your response, your attitude, is going to set up the next set of events to follow you and happen. So make sure that you are who you truly are and who you truly want to be. So much love, much respect to you all. So we are about to get out of here. If we have no other callers, let me check. No other callers. If you like, and before we get out of here, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We got a caller out of 404. Caller, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment? What's your name and what is your question or comment?
Hey, brother, you hear me, man?
Who is this?
I'm from Scottsdale in North Carolina. What are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Around, man.
What's up? Go ahead, brother.
Hey, man, you know, see, I look at... Right? Okay? And first thing, you want you to know yourself. You have to plan, then you know your enemy. What we give you, right?
Man, brother, hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Your line is real, real bad, man.
You
and
me
I got
me
wanted...
not.
Yeah,
me
yeah
not.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a number, man. See, I studied my enemies real well. They got numbers. Okay, they don't need.
Hey, bro, do me a favor. Your line is just too bad. Hang up and call right back, because I definitely want to hear what you have to say.
You hear me not, man?
No, it's real, real broken. It's real, real broken. If you could, brother, call, hang up and call right back, and then maybe that'll clear the line, because I definitely want to hear what you're saying. Okay, brother. So we're going to give that brother a little chance to jump back in, because we couldn't hear him at all, so hopefully we get a better line with him. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. Before we get out of here, and I think the brother's coming back now. Okay.
You hear me, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I studied these weapons they used on us, man. Check this number out. 515-970-3. Just punch that in your browser, man. That's a subliminal sound wave weapon they use on people now, man. Okay? What are you turning? Everybody's dementia candidates, man. Okay? That's why you see all these people just flipping out, talking about they hear voices and the government messing with them. It's true, man. So you can use number 515-970, my brother. I study all these weapons they use on people, man. They turn on me. So I got to warn my people. You hear me?
Yeah, you know what, bro? Your phone went out. I can hear some of the stuff that you had. The line that we had is really, really bad. So, hey, bro, if you could call us back on another line or something, you know, I would really like to hear, but we can't hear you.
Hear me now? Hear me, bro?
No, we got a lot of static in that. You got a lot of static in that line, bro.
I know you hear me better now. You hear me better now, right?
Yeah. Well, I can hear you now.
Okay. I had to get
that's a whole lot better.
The information I got, man, they try to block me. They don't want me to get the people to know. But you check out this number 5159703. That's a weapon they're using on people, man. The subliminal, almost like a dog whistle on people. And I got the patent number for that weapon, man. So I got to warn the people. That's why I've been trying to warn people, and they jamming my phone line, man, because I'm trying to wake people up to what's going on, because I don't want to see my people flip out. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they do definitely use acoustic weapons, and that is definitely something that is not new technology. It's just new to a lot of people, and they definitely use acoustics and frequencies to actually distort things. So listen, everyone, man, I hate that we got to get out of here. Much love, much respect. Thank you, brother, for calling. Keep listening, and, you know, give us a call from time to time. Would love to hear from you. Listen, everyone, it's
all
never
right.
Goodbye. It's always peace. It's never goodbye, as always. I'll see you later. And make sure before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. The great creator, willing. Peace.